Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. Right. Let's just take a word. Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, which I've titled Developing Our Skill in Handling the Word of Righteousness. Developing what? Our skill in handling the word of righteousness. I want you to, you see, if a pastor preaches or teaches and you don't understand, that means the word can't benefit you. So I would really ask you to desire to understand, you see, and seek to understand. If I finish preaching and you did not understand, you should find somebody and say, look, what the man said, I did not understand. Can you explain? So that you would understand. Because without understanding, Satan will steal the word that was sown. Ebia, bro, fubiwa miki kaya and shed one shedda when he and shedda nyehu. Tiwi anwa kobe ose he. E wum se miti bro fuka kradi and then soon simbi ona masofu kai mani anyehu. Miss Roger Chilibim. Nani pakona anyam renwa eden. Anna se ope so ba miyame wa bra. Daddy, I said, no, I can't manage as you. Eh? Semi, I mean, I'm running my church. I said, I'm running the one movie. Nani Pacona, eh? Got so one thing, I mean, I'm one seer, a hard drink. You didn't tear see any num. You didn't any num. You didn't tear see any num. He said, the lack of knowledge, my people perish, not the lack of prayer. Do you understand the point? Without even the right knowledge, you cannot even pray well. So, you see, and when knowledge comes, you must have understanding of the knowledge that came. Does it make sense? So, please, it's important. Always strive to understand. And I think we should be asking, what did you hear today? Then we can also ask, what did you understand today? What did you understand today? Praise God. All right. Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Somebody say our learning. So that's why I told you on Sunday, the church is not an end in itself. It's a means to what? An end. God expects you to grow. He expects you to mature. He expects you to come to that place where you are a matured one in Christ. You now start becoming responsible and you start bearing fruit. He expects fruit from us. Now he says, whatever was written aforetime before, they were written for our learning. They were written for our learning. When we say learning, what does it mean? So what do we go to school to do? To learn, right? Basically, what do we get from school? Knowledge, right? So we go to acquire knowledge, isn't it? We go to what? Acquire knowledge. Some people also go to school to acquire skill, isn't it? Yes. So we go to acquire also skill through study. So he says, whatever was written for us to acquire the right knowledge and also to acquire skill through Steady. That's what learning means. Huh? Are you minding me or? So, learning also means to gain experience. All right? To gain experience. So, whatever you see written in the scriptures, he says it was written for our learning. Until we see Jesus face to face, you see, you will not stop learning from the scriptures. Because you see, as we continue to dig deeper, he continues to reveal things to us and we become more like him. So the book of Proverbs, he says, the wise he shall hear, and he will increase in what? Learning. So we are supposed to be increasing in learning. Then he tells us what was given to us for our learning. He says, whatever was written aforetime, whatever was written before. Kadosh. All right. Then he says, that. So now he tells us, as we learn, look at what will happen. That. So as you continue to learn, this is what will happen. That through patience. That means whatever you are learning from the Bible, from the scriptures, would build patience in you. Through patience. Then the second thing. And comfort. That means as you open yourself up to the scriptures, comfort. It ministers comfort to you. So when you see any child of God who is very uncomfortable in any area of life, probably the person has neglected the scriptures, because the scriptures has the ability to minister what to you. Say comfort. Do you know comfort? When we say comfort, when we say somebody is comfortable, I hope you understand. You are comfortable. That means you are at ease. Everything is working. Freedom from pain. So the scriptures has the ability to minister comfort. So the best painkiller in the life of a child of God is what? The scriptures. The holy scriptures. But do you know that most Christians don't have time for the scriptures? I mean, opening the scriptures. So these two things are very important. The scriptures has the ability to minister patience. That means endurance. No matter what comes against you, if you open yourself up to continue learning from the scripture, it has the ability to minister what to you? Patience and what? Comfort. Then when patience and comfort comes together, it produces something. Of the scriptures, might have hope. I don't know if I'm ministering to you. So when patience and comfort from the scriptures come to you, it will produce hope. And it does what? And to say, "Sir, what do you want to say? Trust someone to me. Patience. How do you say patience in Chi? What?" And yet, was talk a kill name him a modibia yedi fa niema edimu. The fact that you're a believer doesn't mean that niema edin emma. As a one to pep de mekinis. But sir, if you avail yourself to the Holy Scriptures has the ability to minister that grace to go through. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? To endure that thing. Then, whilst you are going through it, it also ministers comfort, painkiller. Oh, are you getting what? Then, when those two come together, they produce hope. So, patience plus comfort from the scriptures equals hope. So, the believer whose hope is lost is an indication that he has ignored the Holy Scriptures. He has thrown away the curriculum. He's not learning. So, for example, let's say the economic situation of the whole world. It is not today that things started getting hard. When you read the Holy Scriptures, you find out that the people that walked with God, some of them went through very tough economic situations, periods that were difficult. How did they survive? So as you study the Scriptures, it will minister to you. Patience. These two things you cannot see with your eyes. They are spirit. Oh, come on. They are what? Spirit. What did he call the Holy Ghost? He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless. But I will send the Comforter. The Comforter. So when the Comforter is working in your life, you see, he brings you comfort. Are you? So when things are tough, you see, the enemy would always fight to get our minds away from the Holy Scriptures, because he knows that in that is that power that brings patience. Okay? It imparts. Oh, you are not minding me. And when those two come together, they produce. And when you have hope in the Lord. The Bible says, hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. But then, we must become skillful in handling the word. You see, skill doesn't come by impartation. Skill doesn't come by impartation. Young lady, come. Come. Frida, right? Come. Go and play play something on the keyboard. Just play something. Strike a key. Wow. Ah, it's nice. So I can sing, right? You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. My God. Come. Impart. Say, take it. Say, take the ability to play keyboard. Okay, I receive it. Look, don't laugh. It's a serious matter. Look. Thank you very much. I've received impartation. Skill cannot be imparted. Skill is developed. You must be trained. Then you develop skill. So, the Holy Scriptures must minister patience and comfort. But then, if we are unskillful in handling the word, you realize that We cannot have the best of it. So most of the time you realize that believers don't know how to handle the word, to make the word even produce results. Am I communicating? Hebrews chapter 5, last scripture, then we round up tonight. Then we'll continue tomorrow. Why did my impartation to play keyboard didn't work? So there are many Christians. So I told you last Sunday, church is a means to an end. Just showing up once in a while, you will never become skillful in handling the word of righteousness. Never. Because it takes to be trained, retrained, trained, retrained. He says the scriptures were given. It was written for our learning. Who takes a course for one day? And who goes to take a course? He appears once a week or once in 3 months. How does that person master that course and become skillful? Hebrews chapter 5. Now he says something. Let's please pay attention to this then. Let's start reading from verse 12. From verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Look at someone and say, there's a time the Holy Ghost is expecting you to be a teacher of others. There's a time. Maybe the English is too long. Kachire obi ma me say, nyame omkron kron e hwe ni mu se ebre bi ba wo be chere chere afoforo kachire na ma. See, enye se ye nyina e be kuta microphone se o. Se de mi ye yo. Na emom hwe o. Se wa nyini enru ba bi a wo nso timi kura asem no. Enim se de ade asem no, eh? You know, the skill that the scripture talk about is like somebody who is using a sword to fight. What should I say in the middle? What person they want to block you? What block you? What was the microphone? What block you? What block you? And so no, you're skillful. I'm going to say, ah. No, they are all. One time I was watching this boxing, this thing. Heavyweight champion. He has won a lot of medals. But there was a way the opponent got somewhere here. Then hit him, bash, the guy went off. That was it. I don't know what is here. The scientists may tell us. Yeah. The guy was off. I thought you could. But you see, when you have mastered the skill of boxing, you are able to block punches and give the right punches. I pray you become skillful in handling the word of righteousness. Now look at this. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. So he says that when you take the whole principle, the oracle of God, there's milk part and there's strong meat part. Huh? But he says, the way you are, when we give you strong meat, you can't chew it. So you need to be fed milk. But you see, you have really stayed long that by now, you should be chewing some strong meat. Verse 13, then he says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is what? A babe. He's unskillful. He doesn't know how to handle the word. The word is supposed to minister patience and comfort and produce hope. But then, he doesn't even know how to handle the word to get the most out of the word. He can't use the word, the word, the word, the word. The word of righteousness to defeat the enemy. For what does he call the word? In Ephesians 6, he says, and take unto you the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema of God, which is the word of God. So tomorrow and Friday, how do I develop this? I must be skillful in handling the word of what? Righteousness. Else he calls me a babe. He calls me a babe. You know babe? Babe, not somebody's girl. Babe, like, I mean. baby. My baby. No, not baby. Not somebody's baby. He's actually talking about you are a child in the spirit. You are a child, an infant that still needs milk to survive. So in the realm of the spirit, what is your level? Are you skillful? And remember, I said, skill is not what imparted. Skill is developed through training, exercise. Look at the next verse. You appreciate it. We are finishing. The last verse. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. So in the realm of the spirit, there are ages. Either you are an infant. Which one comes with instant infant or toddler? Which one? Toddler, infant. Then you come to what? Child. Then you go to what? So, but he says, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, adults, with all the acidodom, you know, a senior friends, eh? Moles and primoles. But now that we have to convince you to even be in church, it shows your level. Hey! It shows your level. Something as simple as milk has come to church always. It's milk. Simple as milk has come to church always. If even coming to church is difficult, how can let's go on outreach happen? So you see, strong meat. We can't give you strong meat. Because even the milk, we are struggling. We have to even find still something to blend the milk. People of God. I said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use, somebody said by reason of use. You see, by reason of use. It was not imparted. By reason of use. They have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. These guys have been trained. They have used their senses, spiritual senses. Are you getting it at all? Normally, when a child is eating and you put the food in the child's mouth, the child cannot say, mommy, and chinning him. The sense of taste has not really been developed by you. The moment you taste it, be beating him. Why? Because you have used your senses, so you are able to discern. Up till now, we have to still tell you that a guy that has not married you is not supposed to sleep with you. You see, you are still a babe. See, you'll be surprised that when a group of people mature in the Lord and come to full age, there are certain things you don't even hear much. You don't hear things like fornication so much, because fornication are for children. Spiritual children fornicate. Hey. I'm telling you that we have to still convince you that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Spirit lives in you. You see, we still have to convince you that much. Oh my God. Whilst we have to be talking about you, you have now grown and now you have to be manifesting the gifts of the Spirit. You, that you can pray for the sick. We still have to be talking to you about fornication. You see how far. Whilst we should be thinking about raising the dead, we still have to be talking about don't let somebody touch your panty when they are not married to you. No, it's no. People of God. There are some strong meat Do you know, very few believers can you tell them to die for Jesus. That's a very strong meat. That is a strong meat. That you can tell somebody, get up, I want to send you as a missionary to Congo. That is a very strong meat. Yeah. But I pray that we will not remain babes. We will not remain babes. But we will grow and we will mature. Then we will have our senses, our spiritual senses exercised. You see, this is when somebody can tell you something. He got everything right, but you can still discern and know that he's not correct. This level. Yeah. How do we develop our skill? Amen. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.